This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Saturday that Russia and China have blood on their hands for vetoing a U.N. Security Council resolution to deliver aid from Turkey and Iraq to millions of Syrian civilians. In a statement, Pompeo said that Russia and China's actions were shameful, and he pledged that the United States would remain committed to helping what he called the voiceless, the hungry, the displaced, and the orphaned to make sure they receive the aid they need. The resolution would have extended for 1 year cross-border aid deliveries from Turkey and Iraq to 4 million Syrian civilians who have been victimized by the Syrian conflict that began 8 years ago. Meanwhile, in Syria, a war monitoring group says at least 12 people were killed and several others injured in artillery and airstrikes in Idlib province. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 36 people were injured in the blasts. Since Thursday, at least 67 jihadists and 15 rebel soldiers have been killed. 57 government and loyalist forces have also died. Also Saturday, near simultaneous attacks hit 3 government-run oil and gas installations in homes in central Syria. It is believed the attacks were carried out by drones, but no one has claimed responsibility. A Pakistani court on Saturday convicted a Muslim professor of blasphemy and sentenced him to death for allegedly speaking anti-Islamic ideas. Junaid Hafiz had been held for 6 years awaiting trial since he was arrested in 2013 for allegedly displaying blasphemous content while a visiting university lecturer in the city of Multan. His defense attorney said the conviction was baseless and the verdict would be appealed. This is VOA News. The death toll continued to rise Saturday in India as protests against a new citizenship law continued. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, the state of Uttar Pradesh has seen some of the worst rioting.
Officials said more than 1,500 protesters have been arrested since Parliament passed the law on December 11, with India's most populous state, Uttar Pradesh, seeing the worst violence. Rights activists in the state said police had raided their houses and offices to prevent them from planning fresh demonstrations. Uttar Pradesh is ruled by Narendra Modi's Nationalist Party and has long seen clashes between majority Hindus and minority Muslims. The law aims to grant citizenship to minority faiths from Muslim-majority Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh, deemed as suffering persecution there. But critics say it discriminates against Muslims and threatens India's secular ethos.
That's Emer McCarthy of Reuters. A company that operates ships laying sections of a new German-Russian pipeline says it is stopping that work after President Donald Trump signed legislation threatening sanctions. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Trump on Friday signed the bill earlier passed by the Senate that provides for sanctions against individuals and companies involved in laying the Nord Stream 2 pipeline under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Now Switzerland-based Allseas has said in anticipation of the enactment of the National Defence Authorization Act, or NDAA, it suspended its Nord Stream 2 pipelay activities. The US has been an outspoken opponent of the pipeline, which will transport natural gas about 750 miles. Critics argue it would increase Europe's dependency on Russia for energy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Powerful winds and high temperatures are exacerbating bushfires across Australia, with blazes encircling Sydney burning at a dangerous level. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Catastrophic conditions exacerbated massive bushfires across Australia's New South Wales on Saturday, in what the state's rural fire chief described as an awful day. That day included one person found dead inside a fire zone in South Australia, and 2 blazes around Sydney burning at an emergency level. Rural Fire Services Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons said conditions were rated catastrophic, the highest level of danger.
These are the very worst of conditions, and given that we've got a landscape with so much fire active and burning in it, you've got a recipe for very serious concern.
He added that authorities wouldn't be able to get on top of the fires until we get some decent rain. But the Bureau of Meteorology forecasts no significant rain in the next couple of months.
That's David Doyle reporting. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.